What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations' semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keeper Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Oh, friends, we had the lovely Matt Barr on last week to talk about the prom episodes 415 and 416, but we still have so many thoughts and honestly questions, and we need to break down season 4, episode 16 even further. So let's continue. You call it madness, but I call it love. Air date May 2nd, 2007.
Obviously, we spent all of last episode setting this one up. Mm-hmm. This one is actual prom. Which I would love to dig into our real prom experiences before we go into pretend.
Same thing.
Yeah. Like what are your core prom memories?
Oh man. Okay, I have this memory. I went to prom, I went to senior prom with this boy Kyle, and he was this sweet, like South African surfer boy. And
yeah, hot. Okay.
I wanted to go with my best friend who I was in love with, but he asked his ex-girlfriend who was not even in the school anymore. And I was so upset, but I was like, well, that's a very clear message. Fine.
Yeah.
So Kyle and I went together, and I had this moment. I remember sitting at the banquet table and like leaning over, like I pretended I was going to kiss him, but then I was just like, I think I like did like a like blew in his face or something. It was just such a weird, I don't know why in the world I did that. There was this, I think I was just experimenting with my like playfulness and emotions and what do all these things feel like? And this poor guy like thought he was going to get a kiss and then ended up getting like a blow in the face. Like,
a blow in the like, air it, poof?
An air poof. It haunts me. You know those stupid things that you do in life that are totally meaningless that everyone else has forgotten about, but they haunt you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them. I always feel bad about doing that to Kyle on senior prom.
Oh, man.
So dumb. No,
that's fair. My prom experience haunts me, too. Like, I went to prom junior and senior year, but I also went as a freshman. And my senior year, I went with my best guy friend, and I had the best time ever. Thank God, because when I went as a freshman, I was one of the only freshmen there, and I went with the captain of the football team. And this was like the biggest deal ever.
Yes.
He was, I mean, I was so in love with him. And he was that guy that was like, oh, we're not going to go to a fancy restaurant because we don't really care about prom. We're going to go to a seafood buffet, right? And so
that's a risk.
He shows up late to pick me up. He shows up late. No. He has a black eye because he played basketball that morning. So he's Brooke Davis at that point. We go and we have the seafood buffet and he gets food poisoning. So then he's Haley James Scott at prom because he's like, he's hurting. We're in the lobby of the hotel where he is laid out on a couch with his head in my lap because he's been vomiting. And the principal comes over and is like, hey, are you going to be able to get him home? And I was like, I'm 14, sir. I can't drive. Like, there was nothing I could do. So he finally starts feeling better. We go to an after party. He's still just like laid up on a couch the whole time. And then he brings me home at the end of the night. And I don't kiss him because he has been vomiting all evening.
Yeah.
And he dumped me because he told all his friends. He's like, they were like, did you kiss her? And he's like, no. She just like closed the door. She like hugged me and said goodnight and left.
You're like, you think?
What a loser.
You guys, that night has haunted me for decades.
Decades. Don't think about it because there's no regrets, right? It's not something you regret.
No, listen, Joy, watching Haley like just sit at the table while everyone else is dancing gave me such PTSD. I've been there. It's fun. Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny because there's the nostalgia in this episode of like senior prom. It's such a big deal because my school was so small. Like, there were 55 girls in my class.
Yeah.
You went to prom every year.
You did?
Freshman through senior year, because otherwise there weren't enough kids.
Oh.
You know, there were under 200 kids with dates who even went to prom.
Yeah.
And so so many people in my school would say, I'm going to go this year. I'm not going to go. It just wasn't really a big deal.
Wow.
How did they even do prom? Because it's an all-girls school. Did they have like... I mean, did you guys just do your own or you had boys?
Yeah,
together,
we did our own. Our own and you brought your date and it was fun and sweet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, up until I was a senior, I had been dating my like high school and essentially childhood camp sweetheart. So we went to prom every year together. All my school dances, all his school dances. Spencer's just the best person.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Oh yeah, just the best person. And then, you know, we had that moment around, I don't know, 16, 17, thinking like, we're kids. Like, we've never known or dated anyone else. This is insane. And so halfway through my senior year, I started dating this sweet, beautiful boy who was totally like a different kind of person. Again, you're trying to figure out who you are.
Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend
my
senior year in high school was the spitting image of Paul Walker.
What?
Like a total jock, the opposite of like the, you know, guy super into music and camping. Like they couldn't have been more different. And I was just like kind of along for the ride, figuring out like, who am I? What's my vibe? And then I think about college and like my college sweetheart was like a computer graphics designer. Like, nobody could be more different. But senior prom felt,
I think like the standout to me, because it was the first time in my, you know, middle school and high school life that I was in a new relationship. And that felt like a really big deal.
It wasn't comfortable. It was like, what's going to happen tonight? Yeah, there was some mystery still there. Like,
where are we going? I've never been to a dance at your school. I've been going to dances at Spencer's school since like I was 10.
I love mystery, man. Oh,
yeah. Exciting. That made it feel really fun and sweet.
Lots of mystery in this show, guys. We had the full range of experience at Tree Hill's senior prom.
You sure did.
Some good times, bad times. There were like two totally separate TV shows happening in this episode.
Drastically.
Like, there was the horror film and then like the feel-good Nathan Haley storyline.
Nathan Haley and Mouth and Rachel are in, like, they're in a John Hughes movie. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us are in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, and even Lucas and Glenda are part of the John Hughes movie. Like, they're on Team Cute, and then there's Team Terror. So
I feel like Dan was the only link we had between psychotic and reality.
Mm.
So that was helpful to me because I was always very unsettled when Dan was on camera. Because in the last episode, I was not buying the whole, I just felt so unsettled, like Nathan and Dan having like a banter about, oh, the videotape and blah, blah, blah. But I always felt very unsettled when Paul was on camera in this episode, and that helped me get over. But it's a testament to Tom Wright's abilities as a director to make those transitions work, because they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing that you point out about Paul is that Dan Scott has been the best version of himself for so many episodes in a row now that it almost feels like maybe he's learned something. And Nathan essentially is the mouthpiece for the audience, saying to Lucas, look, Dan is different. I don't know what else to say about it, but he's different.
Yeah.
And when you see Dan with Whitey, you realize, he's still in there.
Mm-hmm. That phone, the messages, the little,
So
Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning, because we have so much we want to cover that isn't with our fabulous guest today. Mm. There's a lot of like cute stuff that doesn't involve basement. And we want to make sure we hit all of that. Whitey, to your point, like Whitey's face when Karen and Dan walk in together is so like, okay.
Brilliant.
Hey. Cool. And he waits till Karen walks away, right?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, that's it. It's like, I've already watched you ruin this girl's life. Like, please don't do it again. I'm supposed to be concerned with the kids tonight. Like, don't make me worried about the grown-ups at the party.
Yes.
And I really wrestle with Karen. I watch her and I'm like, how? I mean, I don't know. I guess we all do it in different ways. We all have things that we want, so we just prioritize that desire and get into ourselves into stupid situations because we can't see past who knows about some certain things. And I don't know, I'm just looking at her dancing with Dan and like, what?
Yeah.
I think there's really something to it, though. The fact that he is showing up for her consistently, and in the beginning, she rebuffed him, and he has come back and come back and come back and come back. And much like Nathan, she sees something in him that is familiar. It is human instinct. You know, we talk a lot about this, that you're supposed to let people make mistakes and find themselves. And even the worst things a person could do, you want them to heal. You want them to get better. You want them to be rehabbed, you know, whether it's Deb and literal alcoholism or an emotional disease. You hope that people can get past the bad parts. And so it's really tricky to know where the line is. Can you allow someone like Dan to change, or should you keep him out of your life forever? And that conundrum of how to know, you know, you hear people talk about it with marriage, for example, and someone will get out of a bad marriage and say, well, everyone always said marriage was work, so I figured this was just the work. And then then other people will say, yeah, it's work, but it shouldn't be that much work.
Right.
And it's like, okay, but what's the work line?
How do you know?
And I say this as a person who's in a great relationship, who's been in bad to like abusive relationships. It's very easy to go, well, but isn't this the work? So yeah. I think about that for Karen, and I wonder if for her, the boundary, it's not like it's a line you can see. It's something you have to kind of feel out and determine, and every way that you've been hurt and every, you know, version of whatever you've suffered that's made you parentified or unable to communicate, like whatever all the things are, it affects where you see the line. And I love the humanity that Moira brings to Karen mm-hmm. as she's witnessing Dan and as she is literally being given the opportunity to get a do-over of her yeah. worst hurt. I yeah. really sympathize with her wanting a new
yeah.
ending. Even if it's temporary, she wants a new ending.
Appreciate the character consistency too, that Karen is someone who, and it goes through to Lucas too, that she just wants to see the best in people, you know? And I think that's something you learn when life kicks your ass, especially when you're young, you kind of have to pick, okay, am I going to be the kind of person who just holds on to things? And that's like, I see people treat me bad. And so from now on, that's where I'm going to live in that emotional space. Or am I going to not let the bad things that other people do define me? And I'm going to continue to allow myself to trust and be open. And I think that that's something that Karen decided. And then you see how Lucas constantly tries to see the best in people. And Lucas's best friend being Haley, who also has that quality. I think there's a consistency mm-hmm. there that makes sense. So I like that, you know, that it kind of runs through the family line.
Mm-hmm. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, if it's they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's yes. just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house. And you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year. As we said, you can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I wish that women as like mothers had been prioritized a little bit and Karen's story had more flesh to it, because it's hard for me to understand.
Yeah,
like Karen,
for sure.
Karen, who's so cool, who owns this business in town, does not have any family and does not have any mm-hmm. friends that she can bounce this Dan relationship off of. Like, her buddy was totally. Deb, his ex-wife. And so there's no yep. one for her to bounce this information off of other than her son, who it's his dad. You know, like, mm-hmm. and there's a complicated thing happening there. She needs her core group of girlfriends to be like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Hard pass. Because when you're by yourself, it becomes really easy to rationalize things. But when you have mm-hmm. to say it aloud to other people, that's when you are like, I can't make this make sense. Can you yeah. help me?
Yeah.
And yeah, Karen should have like a strong network of friends. She is a yeah. likable, successful woman in this town.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting that isolation, when you think about relationships you've been in that weren't mm-hmm. good, when mm-hmm. I think about relationships I've been in that weren't good, it was the isolation yeah. that allowed them to continue.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you don't have a sounding board, the only person you have to bounce your reality off of is the person who wants you to stay in that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it adds a layer when you think about it that way to this whole dynamic of Karen and Dan, because I do believe there's a part of Dan that loves Karen, and I believe there's
sure.
a part of Dan that wants Karen.
He wants to win.
He wants winning. To win. It's that classic narcissist needs a supply thing. And I wonder if in the sort of subconscious of him, he identifies her now because she's alone. It's like she's the deer that's been separated from the pack. She's easy to grab. And yeah. I wonder if that's why it's in her aloneness that he is showing up in ways he never has before.
Sure. Dudes have hero complexes. And Dan is the king of that. I appreciate that Nathan doesn't try to be a hero in yeah. this whole situation. I mean, the apology tour that he went on was lovely.
The apology tour was great.
Nathan screwed up in the last episode. He goes on this apology tour. And then in this episode, rather than trying to be the hero, he takes the moment with Haley to be like, let's just be kids. Like, what if I don't have to be the hero? What if we could just admit we're big idiots and our car broke down and all we want to do is be little dorky kids?
Yeah.
That felt honest, and that felt kind of outside of the trope that a lot of our male characters get into of like, I'm gonna save you.
It's like, yes,
no, just admit you're a dork. That's so much cuter.
Admit you don't have the answers. Let your mom come pick you up and give you a ride. Ugh. In an episode where you just wish anybody had a parent, you know, Peyton, Brooke, Rachel, Mal, nobody has parents.
None.
It's so nice to see Deb come and pick these kids up and try to do right by them.
And make fun of herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would have driven on the sidewalk more if it had been a couple months ago. I love that.
I did too.
We also have a lot of Lucas Glenda interactions, which
I love it.
I'm so into this relationship.
I love these two together, and I really wish that we had had the ability to keep Glenda on the show. You know,
Amber's
really
awesome.
Tough. Amber is so amazing, and it's, you know, it's tough for the friends at home being in Wilmington, being so physically far from LA. And even the fact that it's just so hard to get there, it takes all day, it's two flights. It can be really difficult to keep people around because they got to go home, they got to audition for other stuff. And I really wish that the studio had seen what we see, or that, you know, our bosses had seen what we see, and that they had given her the regular job that she deserved, because she, I think, is as additive to our show as Mouth.
Yes.
And like, they finally picked it up with Lee Norris and they went, oh my God, we can't lose him. They got smart, but they didn't get smart with everybody. And God, I just love watching her. And I love who we get to see Lucas be with Glenda.
Because we are told in the first couple seasons, Lucas is the good guy. Lucas is the good guy. But he's not necessarily acting like a good guy, you know? And we have been critical of that. In his relationship with Glenda, we get to see, like, Lucas Scott is a good guy. He's open and he's vulnerable with people, and he's inclusive, and he's thoughtful when she's dealing with her mother. You know, like, I like that she lets him show off that side of himself that the fan base obviously fell in love with. Yeah. And it's not always the romantic relationship that makes you your best self.
Well, that's it. Because in romantic relationships, he tries to be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And he always goes and tries to rescue the person who's in pain, which usually is not the person he's dating. The whole time he's dating Brooke, he goes and tries to help Peyton. And now he's dating Peyton, so he goes to see Brooke first. And Peyton's mad about it. Like, because she knows what he's doing. Because she's like, you did this with me when you were with her.
Yeah, yeah, baby, you know? I know this act.
Like, cut it out. You're supposed to grow up. And with Glenda, because his romantic interests are taken up elsewhere, he really is himself. Mm-hmm. And he gets to ask questions, and he gets to admit that he needs help with some things. And the way she holds space for him when she offers to be his sounding board and offers to walk the school with him and help him find his story again, it's so generous. And the two of them together have such a great chemistry. And I love to see non-romantic chemistry. It's so interesting, because you never know what's going to happen next. You're not assuming somebody's going to kiss.
Right.
Anything could happen.
You know, everyone gives a shit for bagging on Lucas in the first couple seasons because they told us he's the good guy. He's the good guy, you know? But now we get to see him be the good guy. Now with Glenda, we see that Lucas Scott that is just such a good friend and open.
He's still the River Court boy with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we love him in these scenes. God,
I was
so
thinking
great.
Glenda was the one actually who was sending Dan the messages.
Right.
I don't know. I had this little mislead. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but I felt it. But
well, I felt, when the phone was in the hallway, I'm like, who else could have left it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I like her.
Allison Scagliotti played the character who's in the classroom with you guys that had
Abby,
who left. She was a really good actor. Like,
really good.
This episode seems to be all about people who have really proven themselves on our show. And we're just like, how can we get all of them back?
Yes. It felt so good. It still felt like the core family on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, guest stars don't always make it feel that way. So they did. They found exactly the ones that really fit. These guys fit Tree Hill so well.
The three of them did so beautifully. And you know what I really loved also? Remember a couple episodes ago where we were talking about how sometimes when they were doing these flashbacks for Lucas with trying to figure out what happened to Keith, some of them are gorgeous. Like when the camera is in the round and Craig Sheffer's there talking, gorgeous. And then some of the things, Hillary, your least favorite thing in the world, the morphing, don't work so well.
Oh my God, the morphing!
The morphing! In this episode, the continued challenge between Dan and Lucas when Dan is saying drop it, drop it, drop it, and Lucas can't, and unbeknownst to him, Dan says what Keith has been saying.
Yes.
The callback of Open Your Eyes and Lucas finally realizes Abby was on the other side of those blinds.
Yes.
I had full body chills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a callback that was so, so good and so well done. And my God, Tom Wright did such a good job.
He really did. That's a hard episode. Let's do Cute Kids at Prom, psychotic break, full horror movie, and then like
ghosts.
The mystery and ghosts. Yeah, yeah, ghosts. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, I have to say, I know we're not at the end of the episode, but I do have a something I want to throw in the ring for an honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
The dude it's prom guy with the punch. Speaking of cute kids at prom, and you, Joy, you and James getting in on the dude it's prom. Like there's barely any lines in that scene. It's three words you're saying, but everyone's saying them in their own way, and it made me laugh out loud. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And it was such a perfect just cute kids being kids, to your point earlier, Hillary, like everybody's just being teenagers.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
It really is one of the nice things about our show, having a big cast, that everybody can take a lane for episodes. So, you know, we can do just the cute kids, low drama stuff, and then let you guys have all the high drama and switch it around. I remembered filming this episode a lot. I don't know why, but I had a lot of visceral memories.
Boot off. That's why you remember. It was like a celebration. Exactly.
I know. Thank God I'm out of my boot prison. I just remembered. I remembered that guy. I remember being in the car with James. I remembered a lot of the stuff at prom. I don't know. It's funny how those memories just come back.
Yeah. I did too. I had really visceral memories of that dress, the red satin dress, because it was a big deal to figure out the black light just to make it look right. Like they you can see that they had to punch it up even in post to really make the word whore glow in the black light, because it kind of worked, but with all the other lights on the set, it was really hard to just have a black light moment.
Yeah.
And I just remember, how fun it felt to lean into the comedy as Brooke, of realizing that this insult is sprayed across my stomach and using it as the key to know she still loves me. She loves me.
And to get you over to her house. Like, opens up the door for the whole rest of the episode.
Yeah, so I just... great. It really tickled me, and watching it back, I had that feeling, like I had the same feeling of amusement and adoration. Like I could feel it in my body like it was yesterday, and that felt really fun. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
See, I'm jealous that you guys got the prof experience, because Peyton never, I mean, I show up at the very, very end.
No, you were just getting beat up.
You guys got to do like the cute entrance on the red carpet. Like, I love the River Court boys coming in together. Like,
that was great.
It's all so sweet. And like, everyone's getting to dance and there's little statues of liberty everywhere, which don't make a ton of sense. But like, okay.
Yeah, what was that about? And there was purple, lots of purple balloons as usual. Yeah.
Prom was New York, New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah, once Brooke became a cosmopolitan girl doing clothes over bros. For me, there's some stuff that we had to do in this episode that we've had to do in previous episodes. Like, Peyton has been drugged before, right? Mm-hmm. And I hated how that was done in season one because it was shot poorly and it just read really cheesy. Whereas this episode, it goes from you guys being super cute, Brooke being super cute at prom, and it tonally still somehow works that Tom writes shots in that basement of like the glitchy stuff and like the weird fade-ins and kind of the blurred vision and the weird like tunnel audio. it all works. You've got like the pretty lights at the prom and mm-hmm. the pretty lights in the basement. You've got the fun, sexy music at prom. And then this weird, freaky music that Derek has created from Peyton's podcast.
The remix with your voice. I love that.
That was so upsetting to me. Such a genius idea, but so tremendously uncomfortable.
Tremendously uncomfortable.
Is it on the internet? Like, is that full song released somewhere?
Somebody has it. We should email Lindsay Wolfington or someone.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got that.
Yeah, the mirror image stuff between the two situations is interesting. And it's just, you know, it's a credit to Tom and to our crew because they had to build that stuff. They had to build an entire prom set and an entire basement set for this one episode. It was a huge lift.
Yeah. Yeah, the construction work that goes into stuff like this is incredible. And that's the stuff that folks at home never get to see. You know, to your point, Hill, there's no basement in Peyton's real house. And so to create a world that feels and looks as real as that did is so impressive. And to think about the fact that the basement was on stage, Peyton's bedroom was on stage, but the staircase was in the real house.
Yeah.
So we had to shoot that in multiple parts over multiple days. And this actually might be a great time. You know, we do this as a reminder every so often because we know people go to Wilmington and visit the houses. And you talked about this, Hill. You're friends with the people who live in Peyton's house.
Yeah.
Please take photos from the houses from the sidewalk, our friends at home. And please don't creep around the side of that house looking for the basement windows because the basement doesn't exist. And creeping around the side of people's houses is pretty terrifying for their teenage daughter. So
Don't do that.
Take your picture and move on.
Let's be cool. let's just be polite. Hill, that's where the line is.
Okay, I want to know if after, this is for both of you actually, after shooting that episode, do you remember being in physical pain? Because it's not like we were all training for a Marvel movie and training for all this kind of like stunty stuff. I mean, that was just thrown at you. What was your recovery like?
The whole... from the first fight with Derek through the end of this season, I had horrific like neck problems and I would totally lock up. And I can tell some scenes where I'm not moving my head. They used to have a massage therapist and like a chiropractor come to set so that I could move. Like it would never occur to anyone to give me an off day, but they would have someone come to set and come into my trailer because I developed scar tissue between my shoulder blades that would just like seize up. And then when you tell people that you're injured from a teen drama TV show, like that's, that's a joke, right?
Yeah.
Was there a moment you felt like a crack or something happened? Was there like a moment you were shooting when you were like, something just happened in my neck? Or was it just a buildup of stress throughout?
Yeah, it was probably a buildup of like what was going on behind the scenes and also what was going on set and the long hours. Yeah. It wasn't like any kind of specific incident, but you don't know it in the moment. Your adrenaline's so hot where you're doing this stuff. It's like 2 days later where you're just like,
Like a car wreck. Yeah. And you get out and you're like, I'm fine. And then it feels.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you've done a few movies too that were like really physical, like The Hitcher and you know things. When you guys got done with this, how do you recover also emotionally from being in that space for such a long time?
It's really difficult. And I will say, you know, to Hillary's point, like I've had some pretty gnarly set injuries. I've gone from set to the hospital on more than one occasion doing stunts. And it's really rare that they'll let you go to the hospital. So it has to be really, really bad for it to go that far. And your adrenaline is so high. Like, I didn't realize I had a really nasty fall doing stunts and had to go to the hospital to get an MRI and a CAT scan at the recommendation of the camera crew. They were like, we watched that happen. You have to go get your brain checked. Like, your brain might be bleeding and you gotta go to the hospital.
What?
And I knew I was in pain, but I had such a serious concussion that like I couldn't even see straight. So I wasn't thinking that clearly.
But then on another occasion, like I was doing these scenes where I was running and I rolled my ankle and didn't really think too much of it. Like it really hurt.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm gonna, you know, I'll get right back into place and keep going. And so we ran for, you know, another 4 hours. And my ankle has never been the same. Like I have a fracture in it that healed the wrong way. And to fix it would be like a major surgery. So I'm not gonna do it. And it's just really interesting that you don't, it's not a normal experience doing stunts because they go for so long. And yes, your adrenaline is so heightened because something crazy is happening to your body. So you have that response, even though it's not quote unquote real. And what I have found that's really interesting is it's really now, it's only more recently that I'm learning that I have to take better care of my body. I have to go to the chiropractor to work on the injuries I have. I have to see, to Hillary's point, a massage therapist. I'm not great at it, but I'm trying. I'm realizing that if I'm doing stunts at work, I don't just want to meet with the stunt coordinator about the choreography. I want to warm up. Like I'm not going to do a stunt without doing a 30-minute warm-up with a professional anymore because that's how I get hurt. But nobody told us that stuff when
we were kids. We were trying to be production friendly. We're like, yeah, hit us with a car. We'll be
like, we're ready. And you're like, okay.
We're passionate actors too. And actors will like, we're like, yeah, throw me in it. Whatever I have to do.
Let's do
it.
So,
you know, we're young with no training and we're not prepared. And then we're just fully physically throwing ourselves into things.
Yeah. I and nobody's warming you up because they don't want to hold the camera. It's like too crazy.
The fight scene where Brooke and Peyton are taking turns tackling Psycho Derek in this episode. God. One, like while we're watching, I'm like, Soph, I can't believe we did this. Like I
know
in a million years because now, I don't really act anymore. Now I do a bunch of other stuff, and if I do act now, I'm like, no, stunt double, no. I don't jump. Don't be ridiculous. to see us in our youth just like going for it is
that's funny.
You guys were awesome.
I'm still such like a stunt junkie that I'm like, what can we do? Can I get on a wire?
Me too.
Where's the fight gonna go? Are we gonna go through a window? Like I love it, but I've learned to love it less recklessly for sure. Like Joy, you asked, we had this moment on the when we were doing The Hitcher and we were doing this like high speed neck and neck scene down a highway going 70 miles an hour. And I got harnessed into the car and rolled the window down and leaned out to my hip bones of a car going 70 miles an hour, beating my fist on the window of the car next to us. And I was like, I really probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Like that was an insane thing to do.
If Tom Cruise can do it, you can do it. Do it.
No, it was great, but like, it also wasn't Top Gun. Like, if I'm gonna die, like, I don't know, man. Like, where are you? What are you really willing to perhaps wound yourself deeply for? I don't know.
The last time I did stunts, I was pregnant with George, and I had to like do the first part of the stunt, right? Like just fall out of frame and then let this other chick completely take over. And then at the end, pop up, right? And that was the first time I ever let myself not do the stunt because I was carrying a baby. And when I watched that episode and realized that no one at home would give a fuck, I was like, I'm never doing this again.
And by the way, she's gonna make her no one can tell.
No one can tell.
No one can tell.
Yeah. One of the little tidbits that I really liked that didn't require any exposition. Sometimes, you know, the writers want to tell the viewers what to think or what to know. In this episode, Brooke goes around to the back of Peyton's house and knows exactly where the key is.
Yeah.
And just that little bit of action tells you the depth of their friendship, that they are family. Yes. Yeah. And that Brooke knows that when Peyton locks her door, which she hasn't done in 4 years, but when she does, Brooke is the person that knows where the spare key is. And that says so much right before they're about to enter into this nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I did love that.
Yeah, it's all the little moments of familiarity. Your car's in the driveway. Oh, fine, you locked me out. You know, I'm coming in. Mm-hmm. And even coming down the stairs, really just thinking that you're fucking with me.
You're going to hide in your creepy basement because you know I hate it? Fine, I'll come down there. You know, they're grumpy little girls. And then in a way, Brooke gets to help reveal.
That was the name of my band in college.
Grumpy Little Girls. Perfect. I like it when characters get to do what the camera is doing, when someone walks you into a room and reveals it to you.
Yeah.
And I think there's a really interesting reveal that happens coming down the stairs, because we've been really in tight on you and on Matt Barr in that basement. It's been creepy and intimate and gross. And the sort of wide sweeping, oh, we're in the upside down, happens when you come down that staircase with Brooke. And yeah. I thought that was a really cool directing choice on Tom's part.
Okay, next episode. It is season 4, episode 17. It gets the worst at night. I can't imagine anything worse.
Yeah, how does it get worse from here? I guess we'll see next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know. What happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.